Hi, welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, October 13th, 2023. This is Season 3, Episode 41 of our show. And if it were not clear already, yes, I do have a guest on today's program whom I will regale with a tale about today's date. It's 10-13-23, which is, that's an addition problem. 10 plus 13 is 23. It's also Friday the 13th. Franklin, you know the story of Friday the 13th? Huh? Yeah, exactly. Nobody really knows the origin story of, like, how did Friday the 13th become unlucky and, like, a feared day, like superstition that somehow Friday the 13th is unlucky. Yeah, so the internet will give you a few different versions. One is that, like, all right, so 12 was considered a good number in, like, the Christian religion, like, Norse mythology. 12 was good, so, like, 13 threw off the count. Might be, a bad number in that way. I think it interesting that it comes up during the month of October. Now, that Friday the 13th happens during October is no more or less likely than any other month. But it's like a spooky season anyway. Franklin, you know any other holidays that are coming up in October? The end of October, there's one.
Thanksgiving!
I think Canadian Thanksgiving comes up in
Christmas!
In October.
Easter?
It's one of the, we've gone to a store in the last week or so. Like, Christmas decorations are already out.
Luther King Jr. Day?
They've already taken the Halloween decorations now. But Halloween coming up a little later, and yeah, that it's like a Friday the 13th during October, like that's good. If you're ever going to be spooked, maybe it's today. Anyway, Franklin, how you been? I feel as though I don't get to see you that often. Wait a minute. Yes, I do. I see you all the time. It's like 90% of most days I'm with you, and then 100% of days off I'm with you. We're recording this on, speaking of holidays, we're recording this on a holiday weekend. Like, you're hearing this on Friday the 13th, but this previous weekend was a three-day weekend for us. Franklin, you know what holiday is this weekend?
The pen is still there.
You know what holiday is this weekend? That's right. I'm a little unclear on it myself. When I was a kid, thank you. When I was a kid, it was Columbus Day. You know who Christopher Columbus is?
No.
Okay, good. He's been canceled by history, so it does not surprise me. You do not know who that is. To me, was an achievement. Like, good human being, bad human being. I mean, it was an achievement. Someone from the European continent finding his way to, well, if not the North American landmass, then at least close by. However, he's sort of been whitewashed by history that it's now called, at least where you go to school and the people who are my employer, so I'm not going to say anything too bad about this, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. Peoples. I didn't realize that was a word. No, it really is peoples. Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing either. Like, I'm getting a grammar lesson on this, too. Like, not only am I studying Indigenous peoples right now, peoples with an S, and then if you're talking about more than one peoples, you hang the apostrophe off the end of the S. That's the riskiest move in all of punctuation, dangling that apostrophe after the S. But that's the people who have named this holiday, that's how they want it done. Now, to me, and you and I talked about this off air, is that if you really want to draw attention away from Christopher Columbus, I mean, don't change the holiday to something else because people won't notice. If you want to bring attention to Columbus, delete the holiday. Mm-hmm. Like, really cancel the thing. That'd make people notice.
Click the backspace button.
Yeah, like Control that. Z on Mr. Yeah. Columbus. But anyway, speaking of holidays, don't even think about it. I'm still the production engineer on the show. You are a featured guest. You're a special guest. I haven't quite decided what build-up to give you on the... Yeah. Well, someday, like everything else in my life, someday you will inherit all of my property, and that includes the podcast, presumably. thousands of episodes from now, you can have control of the podcast, and you can have those two pens, which are annoying me right now, including everything else. Like, look around this room, everything else you see around here. This will, all of this junk will one day be yours. For right now, it's still mine. So, Halloween coming up. Franken, where do you rank Halloween as far as holidays? Is that top 5, top 10?
Somewhere.
Somewhere in there? It could be top 5 for me. It's not my favorite.
Very ghoul out of 10.
It's a very ghoul out of 10. Ghoulishly good. I do appreciate it. It's like when you're a kid, I mean, Halloween might have been number 1 for me. It's like for most kids, because free candy. Free candy. Now, when you're an adult, this is one of the good things about growing up and, like, actually having money, disposable income. You can buy candy whenever you want. Ooh. You know, but then you get to a point where it's like, yeah, I have enough money. I can buy whatever I want. Or buy candy whenever I want. But it's like, I still like getting it for free. It's still fun to walk around people's houses, and I get to relive this with you. So thank you very much. Yeah.
You're going to see all the spooky decorations.
Still fun. Still, yeah, the decorations, and like now I get to put up my own decorations. And
How much decoration do the other people have?
Oh, yeah, judging
it's a contest.
Judging your suburban neighbors based on how well or poorly they have done Halloween. And those people are sitting there in their house with their lights off thinking I won't notice, like they're not giving out candy or some other goods. Yeah. And
I see you in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching a movie with your popcorn. Nice.
Popcorn.
And granola bars.
Granola bars. This is what people are eating at the movie theater now?
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, difference between candy and Halloween candy. You know the difference between candy and Halloween candy?
Packaging and food coloring.
It's
and also...
Could be taste. The shape. Yeast?
Taste.
Oh, taste.
Wow.
Well, the jury's out on that one, and more on that later, to use Math and Musings phrase. So,
somewhat.
It's mostly about the packaging. You know, throw the word Halloween on the front, boom, you got Halloween candy. And now, some companies have gone so far, or like changed the shape of something. Like Reese's, that's a classic. You know, you take your standard Reese's cup, put it in the shape of a pumpkin, boom, you got...
$1 million.
Yeah, $1 million idea right there, Halloween candy. And they've gone... There's some you can find where they're like, they got ghosts and skulls and different things. I think Butterfinger had a skull.
Oh, yeah, Butterfinger had a skull.
Yeah. But the one company that really changed their
recipe.
The recipe, yeah. What was it?
Snickers.
The good folks at Snickers, yeah.
Snickars.
Snickars?
Snickars.
That's what they call it in France, yeah. In the United States, Snickers.
No, because...
I want to see where you're going with this. What do you got?
Snickers is copyrighted, so
Snickers is... We can't say Snickers on the air? They're not one of our sponsors.
No.
You know who the sponsor of this program is?
The...
Me. It cost me $2.76 for every episode.
The
so,
share button.
Yeah. Actually, MikeOConnellJr.com is the sole sponsor of the show.
Right.
Anyway, you can go there for more information. So, Snickers came out with the ghoulish green candy bar. When I saw ghoulish green, I'm like, okay, I gotta try this. You know, and to be fair, Reese's also has one where they have, like, green chocolate. I thought the Snickers ghoulish green was going to be green chocolate. It's not. It's green nougat. And you know we had to try this. Franken, did we find the green nougat Snickers?
I think so. I don't remember.
You don't remember? We had this at our house.
Oh, right.
And to me, it really did taste different.
Yes,
your jury's still out on it. Your mother wasn't sure that it tastes better or different.
I think, like, it tastes a little bit better.
I thought it was better too. Like, I don't know if it was just my mind playing tricks on me, the psychology of it or what. The psychology of the green dye. Oh, I looked at this back. It was like the yellow dye and the blue dye. I'm like, oh, okay, yellow and blue make green. That makes sense, yeah. Make the green nougat was delicious, so I can say as a responsible parent that I had you eat something green that day. That was the laugh line. Anyway, now I love all candy. Franken, you got a favorite candy?
All of the above.
Yeah, that's a good answer. When asked favorite candy, I usually say Werther's Original. Really got nothing to do with Halloween.
Yeah.
But I'm a fan. And they do have like pumpkin flavored now or apple flavored. It's like they've gone Oreo-ification on Werther's Original.
Like I said, with a lot of things, nothing crazy like mustard, ketchup, or hot dog flavored. Relish flavored Werther's Original.
I have not seen hot dog flavored Werther's Originals yet. I still like the originals, to use that expression. Yeah. And it reminds me, like, when I was a kid, there was the commercial, which is now 30 years old or more. It was like an old man telling the story about he remembered Werther's Originals kids as a kid. And he's like, and now I'm the grandpa. And, like, I'm there, too. I'm not a grandfather yet. Don't get any ideas. Like, I'm the dad in the story now. Like, I'm giving candy to you. So, anyway... You got the Halloween Bible over there, the weird but true spooky Halloween facts. You got any good Halloween facts for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So open it up there. You got something good?
A survey found that 81% of parents admit to stealing some of their kids' Halloween candy.
What? That can't be right.
And 26% of parents, after their... kids are in bed, or where are they at school?
Now, is that 26% overall, or 26% of the 81%? It doesn't say. So, 81% of parents admit stealing some of their kids' Halloween candy.
Well, and it's 81 admit it.
I was going to say 19% of parents are liars, is what I'm getting from that one.
No, 18% are liars, and 1% just don't do it.
Yeah. Am I part of the 1%? And what was the second part of that, 26%?
Sneak their candy after the bed.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
After you go to bed. I wouldn't even wait till then. I wouldn't worry about it. Or I would just ask you and I would be
like, sure.
You'd be more than willing to generously share your candy with me. After all, I do let you live here and from time to time appear on the podcast. I saw a picture of Abraham Lincoln. What does Abraham Lincoln have to do with Halloween? What is
the
that?
The most common ghost sighting in the White House is of Abraham Lincoln.
Most common ghost sighting in the White House is Abraham Lincoln. Okay. Read me a couple more, and then I got something for you to see here. Go ahead.
Ooh, food.
All right,
One fast food restaurant sold a scary black cherry slushy at Halloween time that made people's tongues turn black.
Let me guess, 7-Eleven was copyrighted. They said, a certain company. Fast food restaurant.
Fast food restaurant.
Okay, so whoever it was. Yeah, could be any of them. I'll look into that. I never tried that one. What does it say there?
A company made werewolf fur cotton candy?
Werewolf fur cotton candy?
I don't know, man. Probably.
I probably would.
Ooh.
Cotton candy's good.
A classic. Halfway through their growing season, giant pumpkins can increase by 60 pounds a day.
60 pounds a day, but it's already into like the hundreds of pounds, so that's you got to look at the percent increase on that.
It can take more than 100 days to reach full size.
100 days to reach full time.
This is the picture for anyone that can see it.
Oh, that's, you know, they don't have it to scale, though. Like that... could be just like an extreme close-up of an average-sized pumpkin. They should have had it...
You can see, like, the trees over there.
Standing next to something... Well, the trees are in the background. You don't know how big these things really are. Something to consider when you put together your Halloween book. All right. Read me one more, and then I got something to show you here. Oh, the one with sugar. Wait, what does it say about sugar?
The average trick-or-treater takes home an equivalent of 3 cups of sugar on Halloween.
3 cups of sugar on Halloween. That's a good one to end on, because you know what? I have some sugar here for you. Talking about items that have gone Halloween. So I've got Dots candy here. These dots have done it. These are ghost dots, like, right here. We're going to open this up.
Sound invisible.
Yeah. They sound invisible. Whoop. Sound engineer bringing that up too much. So I'm going to play off with some candy here. Dots candies, which come in like a rainbow of flavors. These, I'm opening these up. They're actually... they look like ghosts, and supposedly they taste like various flavors. Like, put that in your mouth, tell me what it tastes like. Huh, you know, To get a full experience here, I better try another one. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed Math Musings today. Frank and I have. Thank you for being on the show. Yeah, we're going to have to do some more scientific testing of this one. The ghost dots. And you know, for more information, you can head to MikeO'Connell Jr.com.